I'm Kevin Kunzman, Managing Editor of medical news site HCP Live. Welcome to Doc Talk. Welcome to a special edition episode of the flagship podcast program from HCPLive.com, a medical news site dedicated to clinical and pharmaceutical developments in every field of medicine. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and subscribe to Doc Talk on your favorite podcast platform. Today's episode is coming live from the floor at the American Academy of Dermatology's 2022 meeting in Boston. Our team is covering all the major developments and discussions headlining the major dermatology conference this week, and today's featured interview is no exception. In a late-breaking abstract presentation session at AAD this weekend, a team from University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine reported findings showing that plaque psoriasis, one of the most common skin conditions in the world, is not as easily diagnosed by specialists in black patients as it is in white patients. The impact of these findings, which do come at a time of heightened focus on reducing disparate outcomes of dermatologic disease in patients with skin of color, could indicate that our very crucial windows to timely and effective care are more compromised in black patients. We spoke with the study authors to gain more perspective on their findings in the state of skin of color research. Medical student Fahad Ahmed and assistant professor of dermatology and epidemiology Dr. Junko Takashita joined Doc Talk to parse through the impact of their findings on the eve of AAD 2022. We hope you enjoy.
If you're looking for a key finding at the end of this whole study, without going into all the details, what we ended up finding was that dermatologists and specialists in the field were less confident in making a clinical diagnosis of psoriasis among black patients compared to white patients. And we did this by looking at skin biopsy rates for psoriasis. So just for some context, psoriasis is typically diagnosed clinically, meaning like a physician can just diagnose the disease through a clinical exam and physical exam. And only in cases where they need confirmation, they're uncertain in the diagnosis, or there's no response to treatment, will they go ahead and do a biopsy. And so in looking at those biopsy rates, we, you know, looked into this diagnostic uncertainty aspect.
And I'm curious to ask too, as I was alluding to, this seems to be an evolving discussion when we speak to some of your colleagues in the space. It does come up much more frequently now as matters of addressing disparities in skin of color, particularly among the more prevalent diseases like psoriasis. Curious to ask you both, could you give me an idea of, I guess, what's the previous clinical history of research into this space? What sort of informed, I guess, the work into this point?
So in short, you know, there's not a ton of literature on this topic, and it's growing rapidly. And so the motivation for this study was that, you know, my research program is focused on studying particularly racial disparities related to chronic inflammatory diseases, including psoriasis. And so the motivation behind this study was that we had found, you know, that there are racial and ethnic disparities in burden of disease, meaning, you know, disease severity as well as quality of life impact of psoriasis. And there are healthcare utilization disparities. For example, non-Hispanic racial minorities are less likely to see a dermatologist for their psoriasis. And we found racial disparities in treatment for psoriasis, particularly that Black individuals are less likely to receive biologics for treatment of their severe psoriasis. Now, in trying to understand some of these disparities, we have done some survey work of dermatologists where we have tried to understand sort of the dermatologists' assessment patterns and treatment patterns for patients with psoriasis based on various different patient characteristics, including the color of their skin, and have found that dermatologists are less confident in making the diagnosis of psoriasis in darker skinned individuals than lighter skinned individuals. And this has, you know, impacts on the treatments that they recommend. There have been other survey studies that have looked at also diagnostic accuracy and confidence in diagnosis of psoriasis among other chronic inflammatory skin diseases among dermatology or medical trainees as well. But as far as I know, to our knowledge, there really hasn't been much in the way of understanding in real world practice. And so that's where we wanted to take this work a step further and see what's happening in the dermatology practices. And so that's why we thought, you know, you looking at skin biopsies, this is a nice, as Fahad said, this is a nice surrogate for clinical diagnostic uncertainty. And so this gives us an indicator and suggests that, you know, clinicians in practice are also less confident in the diagnosis of psoriasis in Black versus white individuals, where we're using race as an imperfect proxy for skin tone.
Right. And I'm curious to delve into that last point a little bit more in terms of, I guess, what are the clinical manifestations that are really driving that disparity? What's, you know, with psoriasis being such a hugely prevalent, burden of disease in our country, what sort of factors are influencing the lack of confidence in diagnosing Black versus white patients?
There are quite a few things. So there's emerging literature that a lot of skin diseases in darker skin types are not represented in dermatology and other medical textbooks, for example. Mm-hmm. So, we're learning that the medical education and dermatology specific education is biased towards lighter skinned individuals with regards to a lot of these common chronic inflammatory skin diseases. So I think that's one thing that's contributing to, what we're finding, that dermatologists are less confident in diagnosing psoriasis in darker skin. In addition to that, you know, what's interesting in looking at sort of the race and skin tone intersection in dermatology is that skin diseases look differently on different skin tones. So, for example, the classic description of psoriasis is salmon colored or erythematous or red, you know, thickly scaly plaques. However, that red or that salmon color is not always quite as apparent on darker skin tones. May look more purplish, may be hyperpigmented, meaning like brown or black, rather than actual red color. So I think the way that psoriasis, among other skin diseases, present on different skin tones is also playing a factor here, in addition to people not being as exposed, or dermatologists or trainees not being as exposed to these differences in their training.
Fahad, if I could ask you, from a very recent perspective of going through such training and experiences, do you see anything as an immediate resolution to that? I mean, can you support that idea that, you know, if we really get to the root of starting at med school and early education, that this is something that we can make some ground in?
Yeah, I definitely think there's been this interest that's been gained in representing skin of color in educational resources. I'm currently attending med school. You know, there's been a focus on representing these different conditions in various skin tones. And so from just anecdotal evidence of my class trying out some of these new interventions, it seems as though on these tests that we are taking just within the school, that we do tend, I feel personally, and I know from my classmates, I can speak to our experience, we feel that just by being exposed to this, we're already making great headway on the issue. I think, like Dr. Takesh was talking about, relatively recent work has shown that in textbooks, it was very limited, the amount of skin of color that was displayed. And so just by even starting that, I think we're definitely making progress towards where we need to head.
And we're already discussing the issue of, you know, Black patients receiving fewer biologic therapies, certainly in more severe cases. That's a huge difference maker for so many patients with more burdensome chronic disease, such as psoriasis. Can we talk a little bit about what more that really drives the disease, you know, severity and duration disparities that we see among races? Are we, I guess, getting further and further behind in our treatment of skin of color with diagnostic issues like this at the very forefront?
Yeah, I think that's an important question. And these are key questions to be answering. So we have some evidence that helps us try to understand these disparities. For example, there was a clinic-based study that was done out of UCSF presenting severity of various racial and ethnic minority patients, you know, when they first come to clinic, and found that Asian and Hispanic individuals, for example, had more severe disease at presentation. That combined with, you know, our work that has shown these healthcare use disparities I think goes to show that, you know, these non-white patient groups, patient populations are presenting with more severe disease, probably because of diagnostic uncertainty or, you know, disparities in access to people who feel comfortable treating psoriasis, diagnosing and treating psoriasis. So I think those are the things that, at least based on the data that we have thus far, are in part driving these disparities in burden, in addition to then the resulting treatment disparities that we have found.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's such a challenging issue, and especially if we're talking about something at the very beginning of a treatment interaction opportunity of diagnosis, it's sort of falling through the cracks there. That's certainly troublesome. But as you're also saying, you know, Fahad, as you were saying, you know, research like this alludes to, you know, the need for improved education, and that comes with new research. And obviously, opportunities like AAD presents, you know, a great bevy of discussion that can be had around that. So sort of on a last note, and it's something that I like to ask everyone as we get into, you know, conference coverage for something like AAD, I wanted to ask you both this major subject, how it could be possibly better approached at something like the American Academy of Dermatology. Do we feel that we need to just have greater representation of the discussion of skin of color disparities going forward? Is this something that, you know, we're doing an adequate amount to, or is there anything that you would like to see further in research being presented here?
So, for example, the AED, I think, is already doing things to try to improve education. I know they're working on medical student resident dermatology education initiatives where darker skin types are more represented in these educational modules. I do think that we can't forget the already practicing dermatologists or other medical and we need to make sure that we're having similar robust educational activities among, you know, continuing medical education activities to make sure we don't leave those of us who are practicing already behind. Yeah, I mean, I would really love us to start testing, you know, the effectiveness of some educational or other interventions to try to improve upon this diagnostic uncertainty that we're seeing in psoriasis. And I'm sure this is happening beyond psoriasis. And I think that's really the key research that needs to be done.
Anything you want to add, Fahad?
No, I think she really hit exactly what I was going to say in terms of we just need to see, you know, we've identified that education is potentially lacking. And I think just trying to, you know, really follow up on these interventions and see, do they truly work? Or is education not enough? Do we have to do more? And I think that's going to be what we focus on with our future work as well.
Thanks again to Fahad and Dr. Takeshita for their time and expertise. For more AAD 2022 coverage and interviews, be sure to visit us on hcplive.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and register for our daily newsletter. Until next time, I'm Kevin Kunzman. Thanks for listening to Doc Talk.